I'm Brett Grego. I'm the Director of Engineering here at Knowledge Lake.
And I'm Steve Curran. I'm the team lead of the imaging server team for SharePoint here at Knowledge Lake.
So when you guys develop your serverlight-based applications, are you taking advantage of Blend and the schedule capabilities offered by Blend?
We are taking advantage of Blend. Blend's used a lot of times to support more interactive scenarios, as the interaction capabilities within Blend are greatly enhanced over the current experience provided by Visual Studio. We also use Expression Blend to develop pre-designed sketches to demonstrate to stakeholders what the software is that we're going to be building and how it may interact with the user. We leverage Sketchflow to communicate with developers how the software is going to flow, some of the general ideas about how the software should turn out in the end, and developers take those Sketchflow applications and use that to drive their ideas and their solutions based upon that Sketchflow as a starting point. We use leverage the Sketchflow styles so that there's no preconceived notions regarding how we want the application to look. We also leverage the Sketchflow export of images and documentation in order to augment our engineering plans so that when our developers get our engineering plans, they can trace requirements back to the Sketchflow images of the application.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. It was a great benefit to the development team when we got the Sketchflows to look at. We were able to get the CTP up and going within a month because we had the Sketchflows to work with. It really gave us a great starting point from the Silverlight pieces to just start framing that out and start coding against it. And it let the developers get right in there and do what they needed to do.
So in terms of stakeholders, those can potentially be product management, maybe sales, maybe specific customers. Are you sharing the Sketchflow documents, like using the Silverlight viewer, and sharing that whether it's internally or externally, and potentially even using the feedback mechanism to garner feedback from those stakeholders throughout the design process, perhaps before it hits the developers?
Currently, we're not leveraging the feedback mechanism, although we think it would be extremely beneficial going forward. We've leveraged Sketchflow to provide stakeholders, meaning CEOs, upper-level executives, and as well as product management teams and sales teams, to be able to visualize what the product is going to be before we've actually begin building the product and investing a lot of that time into the construction phase.
Excellent. Well, guys, thank you very much. I appreciate the time talking with me, and look forward to the next conversation.
Thank you very much. Thanks.